Hello, listeners. This is the Season 2 wrap-up episode. Make sure you listen to the Season 2 finale first. Also, just my periodic reminder to those of you that may have joined us recently so you can listen in the correct order. In the podcast app, go into your library, select Shows, and click on our icon. There's a purple circle with three little white dots. Click on that and then hit Settings. Here you can select Play in Sequential Order. It's assumed that when you start a podcast, you want to hear the most recent episode first, which makes sense usually, but this will help you to start your journey from the beginning. And now the show. Hey, Elise Castle.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
So we're back right away for our Season 2 recap.
Should we start with the story of finding that location or wait?
I have that as like our fourth point that we'll make.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, you've plotted this out.
We have this mapped out.
All right, you just tell me what to do.
Okay. So let's start with our favorite lines.
Okay.
I have like six.
Oh.
So
I have three. Okay. I mean, I probably have more than that, but...
I kind of got a little bit like, oh, wait, I like that line too. So I'll start with a line from the very first episode.
Okay.
And part of why I like this line is because, we mentioned this when we were talking about the episode, it does feel like very meta commentary about the show itself. And it's just Miranda saying, how does it happen that four such smart women have nothing to talk about but boyfriends? It's like seventh grade with bank accounts. And I just like that because A, it's a funny line, but B, it does feel like, you know, Michael Patrick King, I think, wrote the first episode. It sort of feels like him, I'm going to address what people complain about on the show. So that's what I like about that line.
My first favorite line is from the peanut lady in Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Change your name, change your phone number, change your job. They're all bums.
That is a really good one. I don't think that I did any lines from the interviews, but that's a really
good one.
Oh, that's
like all of mine.
Okay. Well, my next one is also Miranda, and it's less of a line and more of an exchange. But it's just, I just think a funny moment where Miranda says, if a man is over 30 and single, there's something wrong with him. It's Darwinian. They're being weeded out from propagating the species. And Carrie says, okay, what about us? And Miranda says, we're just choosy. I don't know. I like that little exchange there as well. What you got?
My second one is from Season 2, Episode 4. Every day with her is like a trip to Idiot Island.
Yeah, we don't talk about Idiot Island nearly enough.
No.
That should be like a common thing in our dialogue, I feel.
Yeah. And also another good one from that episode is when Miranda, like, that guy can't get her off and he's like, do you like have a physical problem?
That is pretty good. My next one is another one that we've talked about before. And once again, I'm very Miranda heavy on this one. Mm-hmm. But it is Miranda saying about the guest book, it's a bullshit job, Carrie. People know what to do with the guest book.
Oh, I also like in the Four Women and a Funeral when Samantha is talking to Shippy Shipman. And she's like, what do you want me to say, Shippy? That I'm a whore? That I've slept with every man in New York and some in Brooklyn?
Yeah, just the whore. I just like the whore right there. Yeah. Just her calling herself a whore.
Well, I also like that. I like Shippy Shipman. Like, I like that name.
Yeah, that's a very good character name. My next line is a line that you think is weird that I think is funny because you think that it's like low-hanging fruit. But I guess that I just like the low-hanging fruit because I love, is your vagina listed in the New York City guidebooks? Because it should be. It's the hottest spot in town. It's always open.
Yeah, whatever. I think it's just like, it's like when someone says, like, close your legs, your breath smells, which is so gross, but it's like the same type of thing. It's like the same.
I think it's very funny. Do you have any other favorite lines?
The whole poem at the wedding. I loved Carrie's poem. That's like a serious one.
And then we went serious.
And then we went serious.
No, that's a really, really good poem.
Oh, I also love, I'm like going through some of my notes too. I also loved at that same episode where that like weirdo guy is hitting on Samantha and she's like, it's very possible we fucked.
That is good.
Like, ew.
I like that. So if you haven't guessed what it is that I said to Elise when I opened the door today and she was late for recording, I said, you're about a fucking month late. So that's it. I do really like that line.
Who says that?
That is the photographer from They Shoot Single
that's
People,
right. Don't They? It is.
Yeah, Stanford's friend, the photographer.
I mean, this is not a favorite quote. This is more of a moment I can't get over. Oh, here's a favorite quote of mine. Samantha saying from Evolution, episode 11, are those recreational? Because this drink isn't doing it for me. We really explored Samantha's drug use in this season.
Yeah, her love of narcotics.
Yeah, like the Percodan, like everything. Was
even
really...
the pot, like she's smoking several times. Like she is one for substances. My last favorite line is not so much a line as it is an exchange, and it is from 30-something women versus 20-something girls, and it's just the exchange of, you were totally coked out, you're totally jealous. I just like that exchange. That's just a fun exchange to me.
I also love one of my favorite lines, my 400th favorite line. No, one of my favorite lines, just because it is so, like, honest and puts the girls in their place, is when Charlotte is dating that pastry chef. What is his name? Stefan. Sorry.
I think it's Stefan.
Oh, Stefan.
Yeah.
So Charlotte's dating that pastry chef, Stefan, and he goes, and she's like concerned that he's gay. And he says, I'm a 35-year-old pastry chef who lives in Chelsea. If I were gay, I'd be gay.
Yeah.
I like, they just like, you're an idiot.
Any other favorite lines?
Well, just all the screen names for Stanford's chat room. Let's go over those again. We have Chicago Cook, Cal Spear, Eric P. And we're like, oh, these are normal.
Yeah, that's kind
then
of
Then we go
names.
Into Dick Dick, Dallas Dick, the Dong Don, and Mick Dick.
Uh-huh. And the one guy who thinks that Ricky Martin is hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Big Tool for You, yeah, Obvi.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's it for me.
So I don't know if you have any moments that you just can't let go of.
Yeah, duh.
Okay, so give me one of yours.
Moments I can't let go of. Watching Mitch Sailors, a.k.a. Mr. Pussy, eat figs and oysters. Yeah. Like, both of those things are embedded in my brain that I can't get over.
I will always see that. One of the things that I can't let go of, and this isn't a one thing, and you might have something like this too, but it's all of the one episode guys,
mm-hmm.
and not all of them, but so many of them.
But isn't that the whole point of the series?
Sure. And it just, I suppose on one hand, is so different from my life, as in like they've had so many.
Oh, I feel so less about myself when I watch this. Sometimes I'm like, okay, so we're about the same age-ish. They're a little bit older, but they have a new date every week. And
they've been dating for a while. Usually.
Right. Yeah. They've been,
but I especially think about like, the Bens, or you know, like the guys that were good, like
right.
the guys we were like, oh, that's really sad that you couldn't make that work out for a second.
Yeah, talk about something I can't get over, Ben.
Yeah,
can't get over Ben. Can't get over Steve.
One. Yeah, yeah. There are just those one episode guys where you think everything was fine except for that one thing. And if
I mean, I couldn't get over Skipper, but then he said milk, so I can't get over Skipper saying milk.
Another thing that I can't get over, we debated whether to bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up. IMDb mistakes. There are two that came up this season that I just think is weird. And I just think it's weird that, like, no one's agent got on the phone.
Well, I mean, it depends on how active you are on IMDb, right? So, like...
Sure.
Like, I'm on IMDb, and had I not, like, anyone can put anything up for you. Pretty much what happened is Josefina in the episode Four Women and a Funeral is...
If you go to the episode Four Women and a Funeral and you look up Josefina, played by Shannon Williams, you are directed to a male actor from New Zealand. So I was actually really excited. I thought, this is terrific. Way to go, Sex and the City. Like, you cast, like, a trans actress. I think that's wonderful. It's
no,
not. It's
no.
a different person entirely.
Yeah, I mean, and she's an actress that's done a lot of work, but I just don't know. Maybe she just doesn't look at her IMDb page. Maybe she doesn't, you know, or hasn't acted in a, like...
Sure. I'm just saying, Shannon Williams, get someone on this. And it's fine. And it also was with Charlotte's brother that it was
right.
the same thing, where I think it's so funny that he's not listed on IMDb. He's not listed in the closing credits. But if you go to his page, it has him listed. It's just little things, but I just think it's so funny that those two actors are miscredited. Anything else you can't let go of?
Yes. Charlotte saying, I didn't know Betty Buckley was so talented.
You're, yeah.
Because duh. And Miranda and Carrie's outfits in the park.
Yeah, that was a real 1-2 punch there.
Yeah, it's like Miranda's walking through the park in a full mosquito net. And then Carrie sits down and she's like, oh, bitch, you gonna wear that? Hold on. Could someone please hold this this knitted poncho while I release my beer garden outfit?
And it's not even like it was a poncho to like another sort of along that line outfit.
No,
she like changed it up.
Yeah, I had no idea what they were wearing. And then David and David.
Yeah,
I can't get over it. No. I understand. We've had multiple people reach out to us to inform us that, like, hey, we get it. David and David suck. But, like, gelato, the plural is gelati. And that Mike's response is, like, well, do we say we don't get ice creams? And I'm like, okay.
They were done in far below gelati ever had.
Gelati,
like, that was just the end of it for
gelati
me.
Gelati just was the cherry on top of the gelati. Because... I can't.
So my last can't let go, I don't know if you have more, but my last one is just, I can't believe she didn't go to bed with Bradley Cooper. That was in They Shoot Single People, Don't They? And he was the guy at the bar when she stayed out and he came with the magazine and was like, is this you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can, because he drove drunk.
Maybe he wasn't drinking.
No, well, then he's an idiot because he acted like a drunk idiot. Of course, yeah, you got so mad at me because I didn't know that was Bradley
Cooper.
Can't
believe she can go to bed with Bradley. If you have a chance, you just do that. You don't ask questions.
Really?
Yes.
That doesn't seem like a very Mike thing to say.
Then you don't know me at all. So I don't know if you have any, like, forgot to mention moments or things that you kind of look back. I think for me, it's mostly because I edit them. I'll sometimes edit an episode, and in the midst of editing, I'll have a moment of, oh, I didn't even notice that until this. Or sometimes I listen to it after I edit it, and I think, oh, I did that wrong. Or, like, that's a moment that I could have emphasized.
Well, in the episode where Carrie, where I said she left her dishwasher at Biggs, and we're in the medicine cabinet, I realized, I didn't tell you guys this, Carrie and I use the same makeup remover.
Oh, that's
fun. It's Clinique's Take the Day Off. So I really wanted to mention that.
I like that. I had the thing in, I can't think of what episode it is, but it's the one, oh, it's the Freak Show episode where Samantha is on the date with the guy who turns out to be into S&M. Mm-hmm. But at the date, he makes a mention of like, what are you, 40, 41? And we kind of talked about it, but I guess the point that I didn't make in that moment is that my biggest problem with that is that it's okay for the man to look like he's 40, 41. Like, that's not an issue.
Right.
The issue is Samantha as a woman looking 40 or 41, which A, she looks terrific, and B, fuck you, she's 40 or 41.
Yeah, ageism.
Right. And it really is that pointed thing that it's about women. Like, women are not allowed to get older. Men are allowed to get older. And that's just kind of like the fucked up thing about that. The only other thing that I didn't mention that I kind of, not even a not mention, it's a thing that I didn't notice until I was editing, and it's such a little thing, and I tried to highlight it in the editing in the episode, was just that in the episode Shortcomings, I think it is. Oh yeah, because it's family hour at the gym, and whatever the guy with the kids says, like, don't touch it to Miranda about the buttons, and that we then have Vaughn later saying, don't touch it about his penis. And it was a connection that I didn't make until I was editing. So I just thought it was kind of a funny moment from the writer's point of view to have that happen.
I found the information on Shannon Williams, the real Shannon Williams. She is an actress, a TV producer, and much more, is what this article says. And she is married to an NBA player. So she has been in As the World Turns, Strangers with Candy, Bamboozled, Girled Fight. So, and owns an independent music label. So I think maybe she goes by her other name now as well. And that's it. But it sounds like she's doing fine and probably doesn't need this one credit.
Yeah. All right. So the Freak Show. There is a door.
All right. Can I explain this? So in the Freak Show, they make this comment as Miranda is on the date with
Will Arnett. I can't think of the character's name.
And they're walking down the street, and there is a door. And he says that this is where Mark Twain wrote part of Huckleberry Finn. And we, And Mike and I both knew, because we knew that it was on 10th Street, that that was not the actual Mark Twain house that's in New York City.
Right.
The actual Mark Twain house in New York City is on 10th Street.
It wasn't the real one. I will say this is the moment, one of the two moments in that episode where I was literally in my Google map.
Like searching the West Village, right?
Street view, walk, like virtually walking the entire West Village.
Looking for this door.
Because it looked so familiar.
It did. It looks familiar. I was convinced it was the Washington Mews.
I was as well. Both of us thought it was the Washington Mews.
Because he alludes to the fact that there are little buildings.
Right.
There's a bunch of little houses there. And like there's this area in New York, which is now owned by NYU. But it's the Washington Mews. And it's like this alley that has all these little houses in the West Village. And that's what I thought it was. Because all you see is this, like, gate opening up into, looking back at it now, you realize there's just, like, one or two doors. But the way they're talking makes it seem like that. And then there's also a national landmark plaque right there. And what does it say? It says Landmark Preservation Society. There's also, like, I'm seeing all these red flags now that we should have just gotten it. But there's also like a tiny desk lamp shining over this landmark plaque. So Mike and I go to the West Village because we always go to the same places to eat. And we said, why don't we just go to the West Village? And it was a nice night, walk around and try to find this.
Right. And to be clear, the plaque just says Landmarks Society.
Right.
And then you can't really read what's under it.
But we came armed with a screenshot. And a dream. And as you just saw with me, when it comes to figuring something out, I'm not really good at letting things go.
So we walked around
13,000
steps.
While we're walking around, and if you've ever been in a cab with me, I love to tell a life story through places in New York City. So I was like, oh, I went there once in 2000, like just going through this, pointing out every place every other way. And Mike and I at this point have given up. We ordered,
but we're even like googly, like Google Image Landmark Society.
Yeah, we're Google,
and there are so many plaques. None of them look anything like this plaque. It at some point occurs to us
that they could have just made this plaque right.
That
for
plaque
the episode.
Probably isn't real, and I suppose that makes the desktop
lamp that's
shining
on
it
not real.
Right.
So now Mike's pissed. Mike at this point thinks this is mean. And
I'm getting very, very angry.
He's angry. Because
I can see it. I know that it exists.
Right.
But we can't find it.
And then once we realize that the plaque is probably not real and someone on props. Oh, at this point, too, I have found a locations manager online and I'm about to reach out to him.
I think we even posted a thing on Facebook and
then
took it off.
I took it off because I was like, this is crazy, which I should have left on. And we went to dinner.
We were so confounded. We ate a quesadilla by accident.
Yeah, we ordered nachos and then a quesadilla came to the table. And Mike and I were like, this is a weird looking plate of nachos, even though we
know what quesadillas and nachos look like.
And then we ate it. And then we were worried because Mike has a gluten allergy. So then I it was so weird. But it's the only quesadilla in New
only
York City.
Quesadilla in New York made with
corn tortillas. We went to Big Gay Ice Cream. Mike had his first experience there.
We
that
kept
was great.
Walking. Like, we did not stop.
No.
We were going to areas of the village that we knew it wasn't going to be there.
Right.
But we thought, what if it's right around that corner?
We saw a bunch of tourists taking pictures of the Friends apartment.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was the Friends apartment. So then we decide we're going to let it go.
Right. Just stop. Maybe it was a set. Maybe it was built somewhere.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to get out of here.
We're not
I meanwhile,
find
the
it.
Whole time, still pointing out buildings, being like, oh, this place, and blah, blah, blah. And so we're
I feel like at one point you literally said, and right around the corner
no,
is another place.
No, this is
place.
What I'm getting to. So then we're walking down 7th Avenue. We're talking about how Mike, like, cafeteria always seems like a good idea to go to. It's this restaurant that's open 24 hours on 7th Avenue. But then he goes there and he realizes he doesn't want, like, a roast chicken at 2 in the morning.
Right.
And then I'm
And we can't go down a particular street because it's too close to that Jensen Lewis furniture store.
Right.
And I went on one date with a guy that worked there years
and
ago.
And that particular street that we can't go down, I go, oh, there's a really cool church down there. Been around forever. It's like a French church. And we're just walking by. And we're, because I said that I used to have a friend that lived over there and I always walked up that street. So we walk by. So as you've learned, I can't get over things. And I'm obsessing about this. So now in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so maybe it's not that door. Maybe it's like It's not actually a landmark. So let me just, and I'm watching that scene in slow motion over and over again. I'm like, okay, there's red bricks. And then I notice that there is a sign in the background as they're walking down the street that looks like in New York City, there's these older signs outside of churches that have like the reverend's name and like the church phone number. And I'm like, that looks like what that is. That looks like a sign for a church. So then I just Google red brick church, New York City. That's all I Google. And the first thing that pops up is the French church. That church that I said, hey, Mike. Oh, and there's a really cool church right down there. The French Evangelical Church in New York City on 16th Street. And there's the gate that opens up and there's just like two doors back there. Right.
So they had just decorated it.
They had just decorated it. They'd
put up a sign. They'd put up a lamp.
The church is still there.
The church is still there. You can't, like, right now it's under construction. So you almost, I almost wonder if we had walked down the street if we still wouldn't have known that that's what it was.
Because we were on, like, in our mind, we were definitely not, like, looking for that.
Yeah.
And I've seen that building. And, like, I used to walk down that street all the time. So it's very interesting. And then my mind was blown. Like, I wanted to tell everyone, and I probably did. And they were like, shut up. And I texted Mike about 14 times. I called him.
Oh, my
him.
Gosh. It was like a state of emergency, the number of texts that you sent me.
At one point, I'm like, you need to call me now. He, like, got out of the shower. He had missed FaceTimed calls from me. I was homesick that day, too. So I was, like, a mess on my couch, probably, like, a boob hanging out, trying to FaceTime you.
And I went down to 16th Street and took a picture, and there it was. There is the longest search for a location.
And you guys have probably fast-forwarded through all of this. At least I hope you did.
So there you go. We found it. And that's our epic story.
Mm-hmm.
So let's wrap it up. Let's talk about some favorite episodes.
The last one.
Yeah.
That was my favorite episode thus far. That one and, yeah, that was probably it for this season. Like, because I feel like now I'm invested. And, yeah, in that last episode, like, I almost got teary-eyed.
Yeah, if I had to do a top three, I would put Le Deluric Squiss as probably three, partly because...
That location?
No, that was, Oh, yeah, that was the same location. But I just, it's the Carrie and Big stuff. Mm. It's her throwing the food and her freaking out and her like, putting an ocean between us moment. And
Samantha saying, bad waiter, and smacking him.
Yeah. But that's why I put it third, because when I watch it again, it's not as right. amazing of an episode as I remember it being. But I loved it when it first aired. And then for two, I would put the second to last episode. I would put 30-something women versus 20-something girls. Because I do think that they get more to do in that episode and it's leading us somewhere. I think it's the first episode that ends almost cliffhanger style. Like it ends with a, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next moment. And then, yeah, definitely the last episode of the season is my favorite episode of the season and really thus far of the show.
I think I also liked, the man, the myth, the Viagra, cause that's when we meet Steve. It's also where Donald Trump is in, but yeah. Big is nice to her. There's also a really annoying flute in Twinkle in that episode that you hate.
Yeah, well, that's where Steve shows up.
Right.
And the I can believe moment. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is a terrible slow motion and terrible music moment, but it's a great moment.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's season two. All right, so here's the bad news.
Uh-oh.
We are going to be taking 2 weeks off before we come back with the beginning of season three. Apologies. I need a little time to breathe and reboot. That's a reference to the future. But the good news is we're going to try to do some fun things to entertain you. But the only way to see those is if you like us on Facebook and or follow us on Twitter or Instagram. But we're going to try to cook up some fun little things to
It'll
put out
there. It'll probably mostly be on Facebook, but we'll like...
Instagram too. I can see us doing some fun Instagram stuff. So check us out there. Make sure that you're a part
Mike's
of that.
Mike's gonna shoot some nudes.
Absolutely. No. And so we'll try to keep you entertained there. But in the meantime, you have 2 weeks. So tell your friends about us. Tell a friend who you think will like Sex and the City. Make sure that when they subscribe, especially at this point, because we're so far in, make sure you go to your settings and make sure you change your settings to chronological order so that you're getting the episodes from the beginning through. And yeah, let's get people to
watch
to follow
the
journey. And watch The Way We Were. We'll do something with that at some point, I think. So yeah, it'd be fun to like generate some bonus content. But so thank you for listening. Thank you for being along with us so far. And we're gonna keep going. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with the season 3 premiere that I love.
Because you can't remember the name of it. Well, I'm gonna make up a title for it. I don't know what it's called, but the season 3 premiere will be called The City That Never Sleeps.
The with dramatic.
The City That Never Sleeps with more than one person at a time.
All right. Thanks for joining and bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at Mikey Jensen. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out TheaterPodcastProductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. As stated, we'll be off for 2 weeks, but we'll be back Sunday, July 8th with the season 3 premiere. We're looking forward to it, and we hope you are too.
Mike is sweating through his shirt right now.
I am a sweaty mess because it is more than 72 degrees in my room.
I found it. Sorry, I found it all. I found the whole issue, I think. Hold on, let me just look this up really quick.
Elise is a dog with a bone right now.
I'm like Jessica Fletcher when it comes to figuring stuff out.